preparing for a day on the Camino. Listen to this session either before you leave home, on the flight to Europe, or on the train or bus to Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port. You may have heard pilgrims who have already walked the Camino sum up the experience by describing a day on the trail in the simplest terms possible. Get up, have breakfast and café con leche, walk, take a break, walk, take a break, arrive at the albergue or hotel, shower, do laundry, eat dinner, sleep, repeat. Simple, right? But what you probably haven't heard is what you do each afternoon or evening to prepare for the next day on the Camino. For example, how do you know which albergue or hotel or guest house you are going to, and in which town? How do you know how far you will walk each day? What time will you start walking in the morning? Where will you take your breaks? And then there are all those other things you need to prepare for, like the weather and where to find restrooms. Where do you find breakfast, coffee, lunch, and dinner? What else do you need to think about that you don't yet know that you have to think about? Well, let's look at that, at what you need to think about and to know to plan each day on the Camino. Many of these questions can be answered using your app or guidebook. Some you will need to figure out as you go. And for a practice run, I am going to answer these questions with and for you for the stage from Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port to Roncesvalles in the two-part session called Preparing for Day 1 on the Camino. Now, even if you are not a planner, and if your idea is to walk each day until you feel like stopping, you still do need to think about some of these things. I'll tell you why as we go. When we're preparing for a day on the Camino, our first task is to get an idea of what's coming the next day on the trail and where we are headed. If you have reserved your accommodations in advance, you already know where you're going, which town or city you'll be stopping in, but you don't yet know what the walk will be like. If you haven't reserved a bed or room for the next day, then you may not know yet how far you will walk. So we do need to check a few things. You may want to choose a destination for the day, or you may want to at least know your options. We'll start by checking how far apart the towns and villages are. This will let you know how far you have to go until you find services, a bar, or shop, or pharmacy, or an ATM if you need one. It will let you know where you can expect to find places to stay and how close the next place is if you are debating stopping or walking on. Next, are there any sites or landmarks coming up that you don't want to miss? If yes, do you have to be there at a certain time to match up with their opening hours? What will the terrain be like? Do you have a long day of walking, uphill or downhill? Is the entire day along a motorway? Would any of those facts change your plan, maybe inspire you to have a longer or shorter day? The most popular apps and guidebooks all have elevation profile charts that will assist you in assessing the up and downhill challenges for each day. What you won't see in the apps and guidebooks, though, is much detailed information about what the terrain will be like and if you need to factor that into planning how far you will walk each day. There are several places on the Camino Francés where you encounter difficult terrain. These are detailed in the Big Picture Planning module in the PDF called Trail Information. The next question is where you will stay the next night. If you have a reservation for an albergue, hotel, or guest house,